I turned back to Jackson Manos, resident Covenant heartthrob, and my current opponent. With his swarthy looks and those dark, sexy eyes, he could be quite the distraction. Jackson winked at me. I narrowed my eyes at him. We weren't allowed to talk during sparring. Instructor Romvi felt it took away from the authenticity of fighting. Really, even in all of Jackson's glory, he wasn't the reason I kept missing his heel strikes and spin kicks. The source of my absolute failure leaned against the training room wall. Dark waves tumbled over his forehead, falling into gunmetal gray eyes. Some would say Aiden St. Delphine needed a haircut, but I loved the wilder look he'd been favoring recently. An instant later, our gazes locked. Aiden returned to the stance I was all too familiar with. Well-defined arms crossed over his chest, legs widespread. Watching, always watching. Now he communicated a look that said I should be paying attention to Jackson and not him. Tight coils sprung within me, another thing I'd grown accustomed to. It happened whenever I laid eyes on him. It wasn't so much the near-perfect curve of his cheekbones, or the way his smile hinted at a set of dimples, or that impossibly ripped body of his. I snapped out of my reverie with a moment to spare. I blocked Jackson's knee with a brutal swipe of my arm, and then I went for a throat strike. Jackson countered it easily. We circled one another, delivering blows and dodging them. He stepped back, dropping his arms to his sides. I saw my opening and went for it. Spinning around, I aimed my knee for his midsection. Jackson darted to the side, but not quickly enough. I caught him hard in the stomach. Surprisingly, Instructor Romvi clapped.
Good.
Oh, crap. Caleb Niccolo, my best friend and partner in mayhem, moaned from the group of students standing against the wall. The thing about defensive kicks, once we made contact with our opponents, we either needed to go for the kill shot or back up. I'd done neither. Jackson doubled over my knee and went down, taking me along for the ride. We hit the mat, and somehow, and I seriously doubted by accident, Jackson ended sprawled atop me. His weight knocked my head back and the air out of my lungs. Instructor Romvi yelled, slipping into a different language, maybe Romanian or something. Anyway, whatever he said sounded suspiciously like cursing. Jackson lifted his head, his shoulder-length hair shielding his grin from the class.
Always on your back, huh?
Yeah, that's more like your girlfriend. Get off. I pushed at his shoulders. Chuckling, Jackson rolled and stood. Ever since the whole my mom murdered his girlfriend's parents incident, Jackson and I hadn't gotten along. Actually, courtesy of my dead demon mother, I wasn't getting along with most of the other students either. Go figure. Flushing with embarrassment, I scrambled to my feet and stole a quick glance at Aiden. His expression may have appeared blank, but I knew he'd already compiled a mental list of all the things I'd done wrong and filed it away. But he wasn't my immediate concern. Instructor Romvi stalked across the mats, stopping in front of Jackson and me.
That was absolutely unacceptable. You move away or dispose of the opponent.
To drive his point home, he threw his arm out, hitting me square across the chest. I stumbled back an inch and clenched my jaw shut. Every cell in my body demanded that I do the same in return.
You do not wait, and you?
Romvi whirled on Jackson.
Do you plan to lie on demons for fun? Let me know how that works out for you.
Jackson flushed, but didn't respond. We didn't talk back in Romvi's class.
Off the mats now. Not you, Miss Andros.
I stopped, eyeing Caleb and Olivia hopelessly. They stared back, their expressions mirroring mine. Resigned to what I knew was going to happen next, because it had happened every class with Romvi. I turned to the instructor and waited for the epic smackdown.
Many of you aren't ready for graduation.
Romvi prowled the edge of the mat.
Many of you will die the first week on the job, but you, Miss Andros, you're an embarrassment to the Covenant.
Romvi was an embarrassment to the male race, but he didn't hear me bitching. He circled me slowly.
I am shocked that you face down demons and still stand before me. Some may think you have potential, Miss Andros. I've yet to see it.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Aiden. He'd stiffened, gaze narrowed upon us. He also knew what was coming, and there was